Yeah, superb result today. Thought the lads were superb all over the park. It's great. The fans were superb and great performance. We're on top for the whole game and a great half time. We knew we could go out second half and pinch a goal. And we thought if we pinch a goal, well, we deserved the goal. We'd go on and score a second and win the game. That was excellent all round tonight. Superb.
Did you feel you were unlucky to be behind at the break?
Yeah, totally. I think they had one sort of break on goal, a long ball. Was a foul on Rob. Ref didn't give it. Well, the ref was a bit in and out of the game, as you probably saw. And he's gone through and scored. I reckon that's the only clear-cut chance they had. And that was maybe through to a foul anyway. So I thought we dominated the game for 90 minutes.
And so you always felt you could get in and get some goals and get the win tonight?
Yeah, totally. Of course, at half time, lads were buzzing still. We're buzzing before the game. We're on the back of three wins. That's our fourth win in a row now. So hopefully now we can push on to Drawsden on Saturday, pick up another 3 points and drive on from there.
You scored the equaliser in the game. When the ball came to you, you made your mind up straight away you were going to turn and shoot?
Yeah, I just thought it came in. I sort of rolled the centre half. I just thought it's opened up a bit. So I thought I'd just try and curl it to the top corner and obviously hit it. Lad said it took a bit of deflection, but I'm sort of denying that. And it's gone in over the keeper. So it gave us a bit of momentum, and Millsy cut in on his right foot and scored a fantastic goal to put us 2-1 up. So it was good, all good, good.
You're the top scorer at the club at the moment. That was your 16th goal, but you had to wait a while since your 15th.
Yeah, totally. I think that's six games. That's my seventh game in six games in a row without scoring. And today, I feel a bit happier now to get that goal, take the pressure off me a bit. Hopefully now I can take that on and into Drawsden and hopefully pick up another one if possible.
When you were signed in the summer, you weren't sort of known as a prolific goal scorer, but you started in good form, scoring a lot of goals. Do you feel under pressure as the club's top scorer?
Not really. I said that there's a great team effort in the club, and Carl and Guards always encouraging us to perform and play, keep the ball on the deck and play. I had a good start to the season. They give me the confidence to grow and grow, and I've just continued that, and hopefully that will continue for the rest of the season. But like he says, it's all the lads involved. So I didn't have the lads backing me up, getting the ball into feet, and obviously giving me those chances, I probably wouldn't have scored the goals I have. So that's thanks to everyone involved, really.
They've tried a few different players playing up front alongside you. The last four games, you've had Michael Taylor up there with you, and you've won all four. It seems to be working. Is that how it feels for you?
Yeah, I think Mike's being a breath of fresh air. So he's come in and he's quick. He gives us that other alternative in behind, and he's performing really well. Tough for him. He works hard. He's a great attitude. Great to have in the dressing room, and he's taken his chance. He's scored a couple goals now, so I really enjoy playing up front with him because it gives us that bit of extra option. So if it does go in behind, he's obviously working off me a bit. And hopefully now it's four in a row. Hopefully we can take that now to Saturday and keep the wins going. So yeah.
So you're now just 2 points off the playoff positions. Do you and the other players really believe you can make the playoffs this season?
I think there's 9 games to go now, so don't want to get too carried away. We're just going to keep trying to play our football like we've done today, try and keep the ball on deck, try and play football like we've done. And I thought tonight was probably one of our best performances of the season, the way we played. So we'll take that into Saturday, won't get too carried away, and hopefully just keep solid, not concede goals, and hopefully go at the other end and score the goals and get another 3 points and continue that. So hopefully now 4 games on the bounce, can we take that in? Can we go and beat them for the rest of the season? That's our challenge, hopefully.
Now you joined Worcester City in the summer from Gloucester. How does Worcester compare as a club to other clubs?
It's a superb club. I've really enjoyed my time here. Everyone's great. The lads are great. The manager, the assistant, superb. The fans are brilliant. Like the atmosphere tonight was fantastic. Walk off that pitch and the way they clap us throughout the game are superb. And it's a great atmosphere to play in. And the club's just one of the best clubs I've played at. It's superb.
And as a striker, do you set yourself targets for numbers of goals to score in the season?
I did as I started. Sort of aim for between 20 and 25 goals this season. So hopefully now there's 9 games to go. So hopefully I can get maybe another 5 or 6. And break the 20 barrier. And if I do that, I'll be very impressed, especially because I'm not known for maybe scoring too many goals.
Well, Mike, great goal tonight and a great win. And thanks a lot for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.